The rest of the story. Once upon a time, in a hole-in-the-wall law office in West Palm Beach, Florida, a young attorney sat listless, daydreaming. Slowly, something awakened him from his reverie. Sounds wafting through the open windows, strains of the most seductive music the young man had ever heard. Half to himself, the young man said, "What's that?" His law partner shrugged. As the young lawyer's mind focused, the haunting refrain grew clearer. He stood, went to the window. The music was coming from across the street, from a sidewalk speaker in front of a radio shop. At once, 100 old memories flooded the attorney's brain, along with 1,000 desires forgotten until now. He bolted across the room. He ran out the office door. His partner called after him, "Put on your hat, you'll get sunstruck." The young man called back, "I'm already sunstruck." By the time he reached the music store, he was panting, perspiring, and once inside, he learned the rest of the story. The source of that teasing tune was a phonograph. And as the record continued to play, the lawyer stood there watching it go around, trying desperately to read the label. Two words he could read, the title of the song, "Washboard Blues." Then the music stopped and the young man could read the rest of it. Band leader Red Nichols. Washboard Blues. Brunswick Records. It was the most beautiful thing the fledgling barrister had ever heard. He bought the record. He stayed in the shop through his lunch hour, playing it over and over and over. And then he returned to his office and he sat down and he wrote Red Nichols a fan letter. Quote, "The kick of my life." Those were the words the young man used to describe his appreciation for Red's music. And when the letter was finished, the attorney began cleaning out his desk and he said to his partner, "I'm sorry." The partner smiled and replied, "That's all right. You never had a chance." And that was surely so. For this young man did have a fine mind. He did have a good education. Perhaps he could have had a solid career in the profession of law. But something more powerful than common sense was beckoning to him. Because once upon a time he had dabbled in music. He had even written a few songs, and somehow, and it's never been very clear how, a famous jazz man named Red Nichols got a hold of a couple of those tunes and recorded them on flip sides of a 78. And it was that recording that the young attorney heard. The strains of his own song, his own washboard blues, wafting through the window of his Florida law office. And that's what re-inspired him. His own music. Oh, he would go on later to compose other songs, such unforgettables as "Lazy Bones," "Georgia on My Mind," and "Stardust." But now I figure you'll never forget what it took to get a promising young musician back on track, a mysterious recording and a chance hearing, and a renewed inspiration in a would-be barrister named Hoagy Carmichael. For now, you know the rest of the story.